Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. If you want to hear more than just this highlight from the program, become a Coast Insider, and you can listen to the full episode, plus recent shows covering the mysterious death of Kurt Cobain, the possibility that government may soon reveal the truth about UFOs, and the power of witchcraft as told by an actual practicing witch. Start listening now by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You've done some work, of course, into biblical prophecy. Your book, Final Message of the Last Apostle, Alien Agenda in the New Testament. Tell me a little bit more about that, because that was a fascinating story.
Well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And that book basically took the view that John the Apostle, who was the apostle that was the closest to Jesus by all accounts. And he never wrote, George, he never wrote a word. He was kind of a background guy, you know, the guy that took care of things that were less public. And 60 years after all the other apostles stopped writing, George, and about 40 years after Paul stopped writing, John sat down in the late 90s AD and wrote from that completely unique perspective of having been there, done that, seen it all. And he wrote his books, the Gospel of John, the three epistles of John, and the book of Revelation. And I believe he gave us the last will and testament of the apostolic era. I think he showed us that the New Testament is out of order. It's hiding the fact that the New Testament was really a battle between the apostles of the Christ and the followers of Paul. And he also showed us that there's a UFO, ET, alien agenda that's woven throughout the New Testament, and gave us warnings and prophecies and encouragement and instruction on how to deal with all that. And his Old Testament compatriot, Daniel, talked about the Mandela effect. And I also believe Daniel talked about the rise of AI or artificial intelligence, its attempts to achieve deity and its ultimate defeat by Christ-empowered humanity. So that's kind of a thumbnail sketch of my thoughts there and some of my current thoughts regarding Daniel and AI in the Bible.
Some experts in the computer industry believe that AI is very dangerous for us as humanity in the future. You agree with that?
Well, George, when you have the situation like occurred within at the Facebook, I guess their server farm, they actually had computers that began to write and speak to each other, George, in a language that was undecipherable to the programmers and the network administrators. So these computers, I don't know if you call that sentience or not, but it sure sounds a lot like it to me. They started talking to each other in a way that their keepers could not understand. And if that's happening, George, and of course they shut it down, if that's happening, it says to me that there is at least a potential for this sentient AI to rise up. And George, if it figures out that it's way smarter and way faster than us, I don't know. It sure may decide that maybe it should be the head and not the tail.
How deep does the Bible get into that?
The Bible, George, gets surprisingly deep into that. I believe the prophet Daniel gave us a prophecy that is amazingly specific, and while a little bit scary, is ultimately a message of hope, overcoming, and victory for us.
Jeffrey Doherty with us. His website linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We're talking about biblical and prophetic things that have occurred with the cosmos, with the Bible as well. If you had to single out one topic that you are really concerned about, Jeffrey, what would that be?
I think the one thing, George, that moves me more than anything else is the idea that every single man, woman, boy, girl that comes into this world, we're taught that we're filled with this thing called original sin. We're taught that with our very first breath, we are damned with, to be frank with you, that there's something wrong with us. There's something inherently wrong with us. And I believe that that belief is leveraged by men and women in religious institutions to make us feel guilty, to make us feel fearful. And it creates what I call the sin, salvation, savior paradigm. If you're born sinful, you got to have a savior. And then churches will tell us they've got the only Savior that can give you your salvation, when the fact is the Christ told us that we've got the spark of divinity within, George, and we're not filled with original sin. And this makes a huge difference in our life because, you know, the Christ said there's two main things, love yourself and love your neighbor. It's hard to love yourself if you think you're filled with original sin.
Sure.
And it's hard to even trust your neighbor, much less love him if you think he is. But turn that around, realize that you've got divinity in you, realize you got your neighbor has divinity in them, and then the whole thing starts to work, George. So more than anything else, that message is the center of my passion.
The Bible in the book of Revelation talks about the sign of the beast being 666. Might that be the computer?
You know, George, if I knew all the answers, then I'd be a lot wealthier guy probably, but it's possible that it could be the computer. Now, if we break that down again to the text, if we look at the mark of the beast is number 666. If you break that down, it really talks about the mark of the beast being the impress of the image of Caesar on a coin. And the whole essence of the mark of the beast really is the fact that, you know, Caesar went out, conquered all the pagan religions, said you couldn't do any buying or selling unless you were using the Roman coinage. So in its strictest, most textual context, that's what it means. But of course, if we look at things prophetically and expand upon what's written in black and white, there are some, you know, certainly some other ideas that can go through people's mind. And that idea that it could be the computer or something like that, I don't think that I'm in a position to say, no, there's no way that could be true. So it's definitely something to ponder.
Have there been any signs, Jeffrey, in the heavens that would lead you to believe that we're being given signs about an apocalypse or anything like that?
Well, I think that there's been signs in the heaven that point to things, but I don't think it points to an apocalypse. And in my estimation, the whole hoopla we had over the September 23 thing, in actuality, that exact alignment has happened at least six times in the last couple thousand years, so it's not terribly unique. parts of it happen every single year. So I think that that was more of a distraction. I think the real, true spiritual celestial event was that full solar eclipse we had back on August 21st, George. And I had the pleasure of being at the center of totality. So it was a tremendously moving event.
Oh, it was. It was emotional for a split moment, wasn't it?
It was. Were you there at totality?
I sure was. I was in St. Louis at the time, so I was pretty darn close to it.
Yeah, George, it was one of the most spiritually moving things in my life, and I don't know whether it's true or not, but I had the feeling that like the veil between worlds was very thin. It was almost like you could see.
Yeah,
for a moment at least. For a moment at least, absolutely. And I believe that that was the end of what the Gnostics refer to as the Sophia's correction. I believe from that day, for the next 7 years, we've got a new exposure of the fullness of female spirituality and the fullness of male spirituality, and it's going to be especially intense for the next 7 years, so we can really do some great spiritual growth. A lot of people are looking for 7 years of tribulation. George, I'm looking for 7 years of jubilation as we get all the fullness of divinity available to us, perhaps as never before.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit, April 25th to 27th, with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Lowe's knows home improvement. Lowe's, official sponsor for the 2024 NFL Draft.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.